This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, and or good morning, Power Hour Nation. It is 2/11/2019. I'm still getting used to saying that, but right about the time, Thanksgiving, I'll probably get used to it. The 2020 will be right on the heels. So good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are two websites. So good to be with you. I'm your honored host. Great broadcast. Carrie Bruner, sister Carrie Bruner, will be here in about a half hour or so, a little more. She's going to talk about her story and her new book. She's made a book out of her story. She's been talking about that for a while. The book is now can take pre-orders. It's now officially time that you can order her book, Divine Challenge. Clergyvictim.com is her website. We'll be discussing that, her connection to the Vatican, what she found out, the organizations where she helped abuse victims, how deep did it go, what did she find when she went down there? More than just abuse, more than just sexual abuse. Is there anything darker than that? I mean, something much more sinister, even if that's possible, that she found, and the connections with the Vatican and the rest of the world. We'll discuss all those things with her coming up. We're going to discuss news. Uncle Kevin's here. I'm going to bring him on in just a moment. Now, over the weekend, was it the middle of the last week, the governor of Virginia, the story broke, the interview at the radio station. You know, I got really, really upset on air. I apologize. I didn't mean to. I was just going to let this go and just not say anything more about it. You know about the abortion law, the murder, really, baby murder but law, quote-unquote law, statute in New York. They tried it in Virginia. Well, something triggered me today. This governor of Virginia, Northam, the guy who supposedly was in blackface in his yearbook 35 years ago. I don't know if he was or wasn't. Was or wasn't a picture of him. I have no idea. I don't really care. So it happened 35 years ago. This is marginal compared to what we're dealing with. He said, I am not resigning because Virginia, the state, needs a moral compass. I am the moral compass for the state. Well, that just sent me darn near over the edge. He's the moral compass. I'm going to go over this interview again. Now, I've had time. Look, I took my notes. I went down, slowed down. I'm going to calmly go over this so you can see how deceptive and evil and contrary to everything that most Americans, true Americans, hold dear. Okay, I'm going to play this now. Give me a chance here. Let me wind this up. Uncle Kevin, he's our moral compass. I'm just absolutely aghast.
That's insane. And it's great to be back on the Power Hour.
Okay, here we go. This is the video, the interview, and I'm going to stop it periodically to discuss these points. This is Governor Ralph Northam.
Exception. There was a very contentious committee hearing yesterday when Fairfax County Delegate Kathy Tran made her case for lifting restrictions on third trimester abortions as well as other restrictions now in place. And she was pressed by...
Notice, even beginning before he talks, notice the wordplay. See, restrictions. Who likes restrictions? Nobody likes restrictions, do they? But see how they frame this? It's restrictions. Lifting the restrictions. Everybody wants the restrictions lifted. She could have said it a lot of different ways, you know. Allowing baby murder, right? She could have said that, right? She could have said third-term abortions. She could have said, she said the lifting of restrictions. Let's continue.
A Republican delegate about whether her bill would permit an abortion, even as a woman is essentially dilating, ready to give birth, and she answered that it would permit an abortion at that stage of labor.
After a lot of wrangling, if you've seen that interview, after a whole lot of wrangling, she finally did answer that. I mean, kudos to that guy in the council meeting.
Do you support her measure and explain her answer?
Yeah.
Okay, two things. She just asked him two questions. Do you support the measure? And explain her answer, okay? two simple questions. Do you support it? That's a yes or no question, isn't it? Okay. I mean, isn't that yes or no?
Yes or no.
Yes or no, or you could say, I support it most. But basically, it's a yes or no question.
Yeah.
And then explain her response. Here's he acts like he, I don't even know what you're talking about. Anyway, listen.
And I'm, you know, I wasn't there, Julie, and I certainly can't speak for Delegate Tran, but I will tell you, one, first thing I would say, this is why decisions such as this should be made by providers.
Okay, what he's telling you is, yes, I agree, but he's not telling you that he agrees. He's creating a buffer, putting it on somebody else. Providers.
Yeah.
Providers of what?
Abortion.
Yeah, they should decide. Let them decide. We'll continue.
Physicians and the mothers and fathers that are...
Okay, stop. For how many years, Uncle Kevin, have we been told that when a person, a woman, has an abortion, well, it's not a baby, it's just a glob. It's not even a baby.
It's a glob of cells. That's what they used to tell us.
Yeah, it's a glob of cells. It's nothing, right?
And you don't need those cells anymore.
You don't need them. I'm laughing. I'm trying not to get real upset. I'm trying to stay, stay calm
that's
here.
It.
Okay, so he notice what he just did. He called these people the mother and the father. I thought the people who have abortions were not aborting babies. I thought they were aborting cells.
That's a good point.
So if they're aborting cells, that's not a baby, then how are they a mother?
Yeah, I agree.
See, by the very term, now, he's totally changed his question. He's not answering yes or no. He says professionals should answer it, and the decision's left up to the mother and the father. Well, 20 years ago, you were telling us that this woman isn't a mother, that this isn't a baby, this isn't a person, because that's where you're going next. You're going to tell us this isn't a conscious person, and so it's not really a child, and it's not really a person. So, well, if that's true, then how is she a mother?
Yeah, it's impossible.
Are involved. There are, you know, when we talk about third trimester abortions, these are done with the consent.
My God. I mean, just, I wasn't going to stop here. But I'm going to stay calm.
Take a deep breath. Relax.
Third trimester abortions. We're debating this?
It's insane.
I mean, we're even debating this in America? Let's continue on.
Obviously, the mother with the consent of the physician, more than one physician, by the way. And it's done in cases where...
The consent of the physician. I thought it was the mother's decision. See, again, passing responsibility, you got all these layers. I thought it was the mother's. You just said it was the mother's that should make the decision. Well, now it's the doctor's decision. Well, whose decision is it? We don't even know if you agree with the bill or not. You won't even answer that question. So is it the professionals, the doctors, or the mothers, which you call wasn't a mother 20 years ago, but now it is a mother because that gives her legitimacy to make a decision with the professionals, with the doctors. Who's making this frickin' decision?
Where there may be severe deformities, there may be a fetus that's non-viable.
Stop, 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 stop. Okay. Through ultrasound and what have you, they can pretty much tell. I mean, we're talking real, a very, very small percentage where they can tell where the baby's going to be non-viable. Right? They know the baby before the birth if the baby's non-viable or not. Okay. If the baby is non-viable, and we're talking about to give, you know, up to the birth, and the baby's about to be born, if it's non-viable, won't the baby just die?
Yeah.
Okay, let's continue on.
Heart might not be.
So in this particular example, if a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered.
Oh, I can tell you exactly what would happen. You know why? Because I've thought long and hard about this. And I just dream about it. All my little satanic friends sit around and just dream about this. I'll tell you exactly what happens.
The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated. If
hold on. What? Yeah, you're lurching back like
yeah,
I am.
Yeah,
go ahead.
It's catching.
Go ahead.
Well, it's crazy. I mean, be resuscitated.
Why
usually usually babies are born alive. Well, you know.
Why are you resuscitating a baby to kill it? Yeah. You're going to resuscitate it to kill it? I thought you wanted to abort the baby. I thought you wanted to kill the baby or the professional or the mother or the doctor. Somebody did. Out of the 18 people, apparently they're in on this decision now. Somebody wanted it killed.
Yeah, now so, they want it resuscitated. That's so they can keep it on life support.
Yeah, because of the organs.
Exactly.
Oh, you mean, so the love of money is the root of all evil?
That
so the
is
love
correct.
Is money.
He sees a baby, his eyes spin and dollar signs go.
That's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion.
I thought the mother and the father and the see, now it's who's deciding this? I thought the mother and father wanted to abort the baby. No, it's a discussion. It's a discussion. We're going to have a discussion about this.
It's a coalition.
This is not a laughing matter, but I'm trying to stay in a good mood while I'm talking about this, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead.
Coalition of consent.
It's a coalition of consent. We all agree.
Yeah, we all agree.
And if
we
the,
all agree.
And if the
it's done.
It's done. Then it's right.
That's right.
If I say 2 + 2 = 5, and we all agree other than the class, then it's 5.
It's 5. The new math.
It's Common Core. If we say that baby needs to go,
He got to go.
The mother and the father. Well, you know, she's in labor. She
her life might be in danger.
She's not capable of making that decision at this moment. That's why we got these professionals here.
Mm-hmm.
We got them here to make this sort of decision.
Make it easier on her.
Make it easier. Yeah. She don't know. This may be a non-viable fetus.
Mm-hmm.
This baby may die.
And you have to take care of it for the next 20 years. Do you want to do that?
Yeah. Excuse me, ma'am. You're about to give birth to this baby. I don't know if this baby's going to live or not. Here, if you sign this paper, we'll give you $1,000 and a plane ticket to Hawaii. How about that?
Yeah.
Would ensue between the physicians and the mother. So I think this was really blown out of proportion.
Oh, my gosh. I'm about to lose it. Blown out of proportion. Okay. I'm not going to even address that. Here's what I'm going to say. You can address that yourself. What is next? So on this decision process that they've established here, real quickly, they're going to say, well, the mother's not fit to make the decision, so we'll make the decision.
Yeah.
So then the financial interests come between the life of this child. So there's a fiduciary weight here to this decision all of a sudden.
Oh, yeah, especially if she's a single mom or something like that. And here's $10,000. Just sign these papers.
What's next? Older people? Well, the older people got to go. What good are they?
Useless eaters.
The useless eaters and the Social Security checks they have, that could go to pay for more school.
It could.
More of that Common Core good math we got for you. We
more
got
teachers.
More teachers. That's what we need. Because that's why our students are so dumb, because there's not enough teachers.
No, not enough money.
Oh, that's right. Bingo! Bingo! Thank you for clarifying that. We will be right back. I'm going to tie a bow in this, and then we got some. We actually have good news stories today. We're going to have good news stories. Stay tuned. ThePowerHour.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it
to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Ladies and gentlemen, okay, during the break, I calmed down. I apologize again if we're coming off lighthearted about it. I, the other day I was yelling and screaming. I mean, so this is my defense mechanism to try to have to discuss this normally, in a normal way. I mean, I got Foghorn Leghorn here, basically instituting Baal worship on America, straight out of the Bible. And we're discussing this like it's legitimate. It's not legitimate. This is murder. And no matter what I spend on it, nor what anybody spends, that's what it is. I'm very disturbed because now the debate on abortions has switched from first trimester or what have you, or should a baby even be aborted, or a heartbeat, what? Because some states are now enacting, if there's a heartbeat, you can't abort it. To now it is, well, should we kill the baby when it's born? So you see how the goalpost has moved, and we're so far away from even where we were? You see, instead of going towards, America is going towards getting rid of Roe versus Wade, not liking this. And communities, especially black communities, are really, well, wait a minute, more of our babies are aborted than born. We got a problem. Well, hold on. Let's rethink this. Wait a minute. It's not just a bunch of useless cells. Whoa. And, as several people have said on the show, the key to the curse on this country, or the moral depravity, the spiritual hold that the Luciferic kingdom has on America, really the world, but specifically America, comes down to abortions and pedophilia. You've had several people, ex-Satanists, say that on this air. Not me saying it. That's what they say from their perspective. They love more than anything the two sacraments they just adore. Abortions, pedophilia. If we are to ever throw this curse off our back and begin going in a positive direction and begin erasing the curses of Deuteronomy 28 and going towards the blessings, whether you're religious, whether you're spiritual, whether you don't believe in God at all, whether the Bible detests you. Intellectual honesty has to tell you that there's some parallels here. If we are to ever, then how can we have an amoral society that believes that discussing killing babies, that open Baal worship in this country, how do you think it happened, you know, in ancient societies? How do you think Hitler happens? How do you think people get on a train and then, or go to concentration camps and get burned in ovens? How do you think this happens in the progression of it? The amorality of the society where the state rules. Right, so discussion becomes civility. Let's be civil. Let's have a discussion. Can't you see Governor Foghorn there, Leghorn? Well, we need to have a discussion about this.
And how can anybody think that it's okay to sell baby parts?
I don't know. Good question. Civil rights. We've talked about the Bill of Rights extensively. Civil rights are granted by the government, and they're there. They're granted by the government to ensure the peaceful operation of the government. That's why government gives civil rights. We don't have civil rights. We have natural rights. The government's trying to make them natural rights. So these natural rights, they're self-evident, and they're existent above and beyond any government on earth. So what he is, this is socialism. This is what I've been trying to tell you. My consternation is that so few people on the airwaves with any influence, any audience at all, are saying this. I'm going to put it another way, and I'm going to put it clear, and I'm going to double down on it. I'm going to make it even more clear. The government of Lucifer's kingdom is paved with socialism. The government of the God of the Bible is rooted in the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights. Now, am I saying America is God's government and that's what, and we see all the things we see? No, that's not what I'm saying. Obviously, we know that we've left that heritage and those roots. Socialism at its core, at its fullest, and when it's full maturity, is Luciferianism, saying that you are a subject of a total control grid where your will, your endowment, is secondary to the will and control of people above you and this good, the quote-unquote common good. What does that mean? That's not what God did at all. God said you're individual, you have natural rights. I gave those to you. You have dominion, you have power. You have equal rights among each other. Now go have at it. Go live your life. Right? That's what God said.
That's what God said.
The Declaration of Independence asserts that by law, by universal declaration. It's the charter of this country. It's the charter of all rights of man, so says Thomas Jefferson. The Bill of Rights then solidify that yet again, that the government can't do these things. Why? Because the power, the dominion, the divinity rests inside you. And Baal, in the Luciferian control, is going after the seat, the height, the potential of that baby and that child. And a society that will sacrifice that, they will sacrifice everything, and they will be in slavery. On the other side, the good news stories, and then Sister Carrie coming up. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, thepowerhour.com.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is set to deliver a Make America Great Again rally, this one being held in El Paso, Texas at just after 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Folks are already beginning to line up to see President Trump, including this resident who told KFOX, a local Fox affiliate down in El Paso, why she's excited to see the president come to El Paso.
Mostly I want to show him my support. We're not all, you know, against him, that we are for him.
House Democratic leaders blast Congresswoman Ilhan Omar of Minnesota for using anti-Semitic language in tweets about Israel. A statement from Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi's office read in part, "We condemn these remarks and call upon Congresswoman Omar to immediately apologize for these hurtful comments." Michelle Carter, the Massachusetts woman in the texting suicide case, began serving her 15-month sentence for manslaughter today. This is USA Radio News.
Make your tax refund go further at Lumber Liquidators President's Day Flooring Sale. Get waterproof flooring up to 40% off. All laminate on sale up to 40% off. Even new AquaSeal water-resistant styles. Or get premium Bellawood solid hardwood from only $369. And let our installation team do the work for you. With special financing and our best price guarantee, you get a quality floor at the best value. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a location near you.
Hello, Ted from Russell Stover here. Listen, guys, we are great at a lot of things. Memorizing football stats, brewing craft beer, mounting TVs. But remembering Valentine's Day? Not so much. Luckily, I'm here to remind you to get your Valentine chocolates from Russell Stover. Just swing by the store, grab a heart-shaped box, and give it to someone special. Easy enough? Good. Because that's all you gotta do. Just, don't forget. Russell Stover. Make happy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I hope Pastor Wright is listening. I think as he texts occasionally, and I texted him this weekend. I hope you start to understand how important somebody like him is. Where are the churches? There's a reason in the First Amendment why churches are protected by freedom of religion. Our founders knew that just like press, just like the right to bear arms, that the churches were actually an institution of protection for the liberty of the people. Look, you may not believe that. The founders certainly believe that, certainly knew that. That's why they solemnized that in the First Amendment. I want to just one more thing on this foghorn leghorn. Here's the last part of this interview when you listen to this.
Really blown out of proportion. But again, we want the government not to be involved in these types of decisions. We want the
You're such a liar. You're such just a damnable liar. You want government to be involved in all these decisions. You are a socialist. you are a communist at its core. You're just not allowed to speak so far only in open public. You want government to be involved in all these decisions. Eventually, these professionals, quote-unquote, who are licensed by the government, it's even permitted because of the government's decision to allow this. The murder is going to be sanctioned by the government, controlled by the professionals that are licensed by the government. You want government to control all this and all the body parts and all the things and all the tax money that are going to be sold and the money that comes in. The love of money is the root of all evil. And this abortion and this Baal worship that's come across this country, and these churches are silent. They won't talk about, I don't hear them. They should be out of their mind about this. If it's not time to put everything on the line, then when is? We're openly talking about killing babies. And they should be talking about the socialist aspect. If they're not talking about it, they're either mute or they don't understand it, and they have no understanding. So then what good are they? So they either have no understanding of it. That's why you all down there in Dallas who go to Covenant Love Christian Center, consider yourself lucky. I hope that you're listening. I know my buddy Janet and all them. You're probably listening or here and there. You got to understand how lucky you are. Okay? This liar, the father of lies, he's mirroring his father, who is Satan, who's the father of lies and the accuser of the brethren. By accusation and by lies, we have given our inheritance to a group of psychopaths who wish to take everything, including your soul, in total control. They will not stop until they are stopped. They will not stop until they are stopped. That's what my research tells me above all else when it comes to that point. So let's get to any comment you have, want to have, conclusion about that, Kev, before we go to the good news.
No, I want to get to the good news. This is bumming me out.
Okay. Along with this, there's a group, dayofmourning.org, dayofmourning, MOURING.org, the specific day for all of us to join in prayer and calling on God to turn back the tide of evil that has engulfed our country and the world is the weekend, February 23rd, 2019. There's a call for mourning and repentance for the unborn, among other things, I'm sure. Ask God what you can do to motivate as many people as you can to participate in this extremely needed endeavor. Dayofmourning.org, please.
I agree 100%. We got to get on our knees and beg for forgiveness and repent.
Well, I'll tell you, we're talking one thing that Trump has done, another thing.
Yeah.
During his election, people who were of faith and could kind of see this, they were praying.
I was praying. I was on my knees every night.
America was praying.
Yeah. And it showed up. He won. Against all odds, against the 1,000-to-1 odds. They were going to win 100 million to nothing, remember?
Yeah, 99, yeah, 1%. He had a 1% chance, or 0.1. What did Huffington Post say? Dayofmourning.org, check that out. This is great that somebody's doing this. We are 100% behind this.
Everybody can get on it. We could change it. We could change it. I know we can change it.
Right, that's another thing I want to tell you, and you feel overwhelmed by this. Look, this is...
There's something you can do.
Here you go. Here's something you can do. Not only that, you have the power. If they had their way, that you'd already be in an oven and be dead. And, Lucifer's kingdom would already... Trust me. Here are the top 50 stream talk show hosts on TalkStream Live. Good news.
This is real good news when you told me this.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back in the top 50.
It's awesome.
In the country on TalkStream Live. We got off after Joyce... of course, passed.
Yeah.
We're back. The audience, we've kept it. We've grown it. And I think...
It's exciting.
It is exciting. And it's, personally, not that I need a pat on the back or kudos, but we've worked very hard to keep Joyce's memory and legacy and what have her. And it's a big deal. And it says something about what we've worked here, but also you as the audience. You're very, very important.
I just have to tell you I'm real proud of you, Dan. You did a great job.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, we didn't get here until you got here, so maybe it was you. Maybe people just like you. They don't like me. They just like you, or they like the guests with you.
Hopefully.
Another great story. This is German court out of Germany. German court rules that measles is not a virus. This talk, you got to take this MMR and this push about. So this scientist... A German doctor named Stefan Lanke, he put out a reward for 100,000 euros to anyone who could prove that the measles virus existed. Well, he was challenged somebody said, well, here's my proof, and I want my 100,000 euros. And so they went to court. The court, who you think would be in favor of that measles is a virus, the court looked at all the evidence and said, you know what? No.
Not a virus?
No, that's not what they said. They said, you have not presented enough evidence to make anybody believe that this is a virus.
Oh, wow. So what is it? Is it a bacteria?
I don't know. I didn't get into all that.
I was going to guess. That would have been my next guess, bacteria.
And Lanka won the case, did not have to pay.
Awesome.
So, again, another shot against the battle against vaccines.
I don't know how they could. The tide is turning on these shots, these immunizations.
They've hurt too many people.
Too many people. I mean, you can't go to the store without seeing a kid hurt or a mother dragging somebody who looks.
Do you remember we've discussed the law of 10%. We haven't discussed this in a while. Maybe it's a good time to say this. And how important you guys have bought a lot of videos that Catherine burns for you, and then you guys.
That's the best way.
Pass them out.
That's the best way.
So powerful.
Yeah, so powerful. You hand somebody a.
I didn't even promote this. We got the vaccine CD sets. We got Sherry Rogers CD set. Those are two fantastic things. All the interviews. Cody Snodgrass. A lot of people are requesting. And Catherine gave me. There's a list about. Deborah Tavares. There's a couple more that people are really prominently asking for copies, but. Law of 10%, if you have 10% of a population that has a particular point of view, who's resistant to persecution, who's proselyting, and can't be told any different. Okay, those three things.
And convicted, your word.
Convicted, right. Well, that's conviction. That's very good. Convicted, proselyting, and immune to resistance. If you are those three things, when it reaches 10%, it's inevitable that that will become the majority opinion in this country. Now, we're seeing a race between things like socialism, the Green Deal, the vaccines, the mandatory vaccines, what have you, a race to push on the other side of these issues of freedom, independence, our natural rights, Thomas Jefferson, the whole thing. They've hurt so many people that there are so many parents. You are not alone if you're in this situation or if you're thinking this. You are not alone that they've hurt. I don't know if they'll be proselyting, but they are immune to resistance, and they are convicted.
Yeah, you can't tell them no different.
You cannot change their mind.
Nope.
There is no way on God's green earth. I can't tell you. A handful of people I've known, and, you know, I've known them. I've had to know them well enough to kind of, you know, get deeper in the conversation. Every one of them. There is no way on God's green earth I would ever get one of my children vaccinated. No way. Nobody can make me get my children. Every one of them said that.
Yeah. Or, you know, my kid was running around outside yesterday, and we went to the doctor, had a vaccine, and that night he got sick, and he hasn't been right since. And then they're trying to tell him.
And then the doctor's trying to tell him different. No, you just imagine that.
Yeah. Did you go in any, was your kid around other kids that he caught something?
Well, there it is. He was around other kids.
Yeah, he was playing with the wrong person.
Well, he's just playing with the wrong person. That's all he's doing. Or you shook it. You shook him,
oh,
even worse.
Boy, that was a terrible thing.
Here's another great story on the heels of this. Survey shows in America, 3 in 10 parents think the flu shot is actually one big conspiracy, but doctors continue to recommend it.
So
3 in 10.
If they said 3 in 10, you know that's probably 4.5.
Well,
with the
well, here's what it does say. Half of the parents believe the child can get the flu from the vaccine. So half believe, so half, so like you said, it's probably 60-65% believe that, the child can get sick. They believe that. And 30% believe that's one big conspiracy. Basically, it doesn't even work, and it's a scam to either raise money or they're trying to hurt people. That's what the survey said.
Yeah. And you can shed when you get one of those things.
Well, that's a fact. Ladies and gentlemen, your push, your insistence, your in-your-face, your resistance to the contrary have made this happen in America. You should pat yourself on the back. You should thank God. There are so many good things happening. Another good story.
Stay vigilant, and we will win.
That's right. We have the power. Do we have dominion or not? So we're going to exercise it? They want our will. They want
our
will.
We're not giving it to them.
No. ThePowerHour.com. Stay tuned.
Mm-hmm. Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, where we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Some more good news stories. Can you imagine no income tax at all for the rest of your life? Well, in Hungary, the leader there, he's got a plan. The prime minister has announced a raft of measures aimed at boosting the country's declining birth rate and reducing immigration. Giving his annual State of the Nation address this weekend, Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban announced a 7-point, quote, family protection action plan. I'm totally struck by the idea, you know, it actually is what it is. You know, in America, we call things like the Patriot Act, and then it's the most unpatriotic thing ever, or Affordable Care Act, and then it's the most... part of his plan is, if you have four or more children, you will never pay income tax for the rest of your life.
That's a good plan. Russia had something like that. That's a good plan. Russia had something like that.
Well, why don't we have something like that?
Yeah, we should. We got to get
supposedly. Supposedly, we need these immigrants so bad. Why don't we just? They cost money. I mean, it's a net. It's a net,
net
win.
Loss.
Right. It's a net win. If you said, why didn't America have that? Awesome. I just can't believe this. Somebody in the world, a government, actually supporting the birth of children. This is fantastic.
I agree. At some point in time, they're going to go into total destruction if they don't do something.
From Al Jazeera, acting Pentagon chief Patrick Shanahan says there's no order to withdraw U.S. forces from Afghanistan. And there should be peace talks with Taliban and remarks on a surprise trip to Afghanistan on Monday. Yeah, you know, are we withdrawing from the Middle East or are we not withdrawing from the Middle East?
I don't know.
Your guess is as good as mine.
There's rumors.
Innuendos. report, CIA, Mossad, MI6 smuggle Iranian nuclear scientist to Britain on a dinghy. An Iranian nuclear scientist was reportedly smuggled out of the Islamic Republic to Britain in a dinghy in a joint operation conducted by the CIA. Citing unnamed sources, the British paper says the nuclear technician has information on Iran's nuclear program. Well, CIA brought him in. I bet you dollars to donuts he's going to say Iran's about to drop the bomb and then we need to go to war.
Is that the ones we sold to them?
Oh, no, we just gave them the money to go. Remember the Obama, the truck, the $450 billion or whatever it was?
I heard they bought a whole bunch of bombs from us. That's what I heard. I don't know if that's true, but probably.
Wouldn't be outside the realm of possibility.
It would not.
Out of Breitbart, Maduro declares Venezuela, quote, impregnable from U.S. invasion in war games launch. We're going back and forth about Venezuela. They got a lot of oil, so.
Do they have enough money for bullets for the rifle that they're supposedly toting around?
And from Activist Post, Chicago public schools monitored social media for signs of violence and gang membership. So now not only are you strip searched to practically go to school, but now your social media is spied on. You know, just get used to it, children. Just get used to it, school age children. Because as you grow up, we're going to have social credit score and, you know, we'll make you
You're going to be a nice slave.
We'll make you a trusted member of society. A trusted. Can you hear Foghorn Langhorne?
Yeah.
We want people to be trusted.
Yeah.
Trusted parts of society. That's all we're looking for. Isn't that what anybody wants? Trusted members of society? Mm-hmm. Out of Fox, meet the 2020 candidate giving away money, quote, in universal basic income pitch. Andrew Yang, he is going a step further. He's donating money to the people of New Hampshire and Iowa where the first things are.
I think that's illegal.
If you're running for
office,
ooh, that's interesting.
You cannot buy votes.
Oh, that's an interesting point. Notice he's given money to incentivize, what's the word? They're not sending a check to the power hour. And, you see what I'm saying? He's incentivizing people, you know, to do nothing, supposedly quote-unquote free, taking away really their in the. Go look back to the Mayflower Compact and see what happened back then. Trump heads to El Paso amid stalled wall negotiations.
He's building the wall right now. That's all baloney. He's got a whole bunch of sections done. So
this is completely lawful, completely constitutional. Anybody who tells you any different has obviously not read it. There's a state of emergency. It is solely up to his discretion. He can declare a state of emergency for any reason. If we don't like it, if America doesn't like it, then he can be impeached. It's solely his discretion. There is a clear and present emergency on the border, humanitarian, and also the influx of people, and we are going to stop it by building a wall and taking some of our defense funds. It's completely, not only quote-unquote legal in the corporate way, but constitutionally legal.
Correct. I know I don't want to look like Europe. Go to France and go to those
Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, the slums.
Eiffel Tower past 8 o'clock at night.
Lord.
Out of Breitbart again, there's another good story. U.S. Steel is firing up the furnace in Alabama.
We love it. Buy American.
The U.S. Chief Executive Officer David Burritt said in a statement, thanks to the president's strong trade actions and improved market conditions, support from the United Steelworkers and incentives for the state of Alabama and Jefferson County Commission. Isn't that appropriate? Jefferson County named after
Thomas
Jefferson, you know, the that awful, terrible American who dared to write the Declaration of Independence. We are excited to add the capabilities to our company's footprint there in Alabama. Great story.
That's a great story.
China rocked by two biggest corporate defaults yet out of Zero Hedge. Ever since Beijing allowed Chinese companies to officially fail for the first time in 2016, filed for bankruptcy to restructure, it's been a one-way street of corporate bankruptcies.
I heard they're in big trouble over in China. Did you see those cities, all those big cities that are totally empty that they built?
Well, that's where they, you could argue, when they push people off the land out of the rural areas, they're going to push them to those cities.
Yeah, but they were supposed to do it 10 years ago. They haven't done it. So, I mean, that's a big, big drain on the economy.
NASA finds possible second impact crater under Greenland ice, another a crater there by NASA has found. Turmeric for dogs, top five turmeric benefits for dogs. If you have a pet, I know a lot of you do. Joyce, she had them cats. Oh, my gosh, she had a lot of cats. Sister, 10 cats. I think she actually had 11, but or was it 12? I lost count.
When I was over there, I saw them jumping around and bobbing around.
There's a lot of them. A
lot of them.
Now, the dogs were good old Sarge. Turmeric for dogs with cancer, arthritis, cysts, wounds, and UTI. Turmeric is very good for us. So
turmeric's great.
Study, sesame seeds more effective than drugs in treating osteoarthritis. Another great, all this news is at the Power Hour. You can click on news. Study, birth control impairs women's recognition of complex emotions from Science Daily.
You think they did that on purpose?
I don't know. I thought this is an interesting article, though. Women who take the pill are nearly 10% worse at recognizing subtle expressions of complex emotions like pride or contempt, according to new research. What does that mean? I mean, it's you got to go into it to really get some meaning, but it's they're playing with people's hormones starts to change their perception of what's going on around them. I mean, basically, that's what it's saying. I thought it was interesting. You can check that out at the Power Hour. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for your support. All the great products at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Sister Carrie coming up. If you feel inclined to call, give us a call, 866-582-9933 for a question or any other comment you might have. We're going to try to get Sister Carrie this segment, and we'll have her on the other side. Stay tuned. ThePowerHour.com. Thanks, Uncle Kevin.
You're welcome.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Hi, it's Catherine from The Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.